Welcome to the Brave Yes Business Show. This is a podcast for wildly visionary, highly sensitive, and super creative female entrepreneurs and thought leaders who want to reclaim their purpose, their power, and their prosperity as solopreneurs. I'm your host, Shawn Fink, and I am so happy you are here today. Hey there, before we get into this episode, I want to invite you to a very special opportunity and event with me. I am hosting a masterclass called Braving the Business Arena, a masterclass for female entrepreneurs ready to overcome fear and achieve goals. So listen, you know that I know that being an entrepreneur is not for the faint at heart. As entrepreneurs, we spend 80% of our day making challenging decisions, having hard conversations, and dealing with little fires everywhere. And yet, there's even more to do to grow your business. And all of that requires doing some pretty scary stuff at times. I get it. I've been doing this for 10 years. Online marketing, online sales, really trying to get visibility in a saturated market, asking for the sales, learning how to show up and be visible. All of this requires doing what I call braving the business arena. So listen, I'm going to walk you through what some of the practices are that you can start to do to overcome fear and to really achieve goals. Now, we're not going to get rid of fear. We're just going to overcome it. And so I invite you to join me for this masterclass because it's time to take yourself and your business more seriously. It's time for you to get known for your brilliance. And that means you're going to have to do some really hard things sometimes. So during this masterclass, I'm going to offer you three practices to experiment with, to overcome fear, and go after those big goals. So go ahead. The link will be in the show notes. Sign up, save your seat, and I hope to see you there. Today's episode is a brainchild of what I would call spaciousness. I've been quiet here for some time now, and it's, you know, no excuse other than to say I eased out of the last year and I've been easing into this new year. And maybe it went on a little too long, but I will say I was busy. I'm doing a lot of other things in my personal life, and I was enjoying the peace and the spaciousness to just allow myself to dream a little bit bigger and allow my active imagination to run wild. And as a visionary, as a creative, that is necessary work for me. It is very important, and I've noticed that I am in a season of change. And I talk with clients a lot about seasons. And in my, you know, my former business, we spent a lot of time talking about seasons. And I think I'm going to be talking more about this as time goes on. But I've noticed right now that I am in a season of seeking, a season of, I don't want to say adventure because I am very much not adventurous, but I am definitely in a season of trying new things, seeking new experiences, wanting to connect with new people. So I've really been putting a lot of energy into that, and the result. And let me just say first, before I even give you the result of that work, the allowing of that and the listening to that has been a powerful practice for me. It's almost been a very intentional mindfulness of, oh, this is what I need right now. This is what I need right now. And let me allow myself to do that. Let me allow myself to try this. Whereas last year I was in a, you know, pretty much the whole season, I felt like, okay, this is what I do. And I showed up and I did it every day consistently. And it was great. I had a beautiful, powerful year. I did a lot of good work. My clients had amazing outcomes. But something in me shifted just between old year and new year, where I realized I needed to do some things differently. And I want to just normalize that when you are in whatever season you're in, it's okay. It's a perfect season for you. The key, though, is to know that you're in a season and that the season will pass. So part of one of the things I know about our seasons, especially as creatives and as highly sensitive people that I tend to work with, when these seasons of consuming or seeking inspiration, when they happen, know and trust that that is okay, but also know and trust that it will not and should not last forever, that you will get back to creating, you will get back to producing or shipping, as Seth Godin talks about. So that's where I've been. I wouldn't say I've not been creating, though. I have been writing every day. I have been putting some ideas together. I've been brainstorming content. I am ready to hit the ground running to really offer you a powerful year of content around building a business, growing your business, taking good care of yourself, and having the capacity to do brave, courageous things, which is what we need to do if we're going to make money this year. And I keep hearing all this like talk of recession. I'm not seeing that currently. I had a great January, so you know I'm feeling pretty good about where things are. But that doesn't mean we get complacent. It doesn't mean that we fall back on, oh well, you know, we've got to do the work. We've got to show up. And yeah. So today, let me get a drink of water as I'm talking because I feel my voice starting to go. Today I'm going to talk about marketing. And what I would say is probably the work that I'm going to be doing a good bit going forward, because I do believe that this is my superpower as a coach, as a business owner, as a thought leader. And that is, I really want you to start thinking about how to let them see you're brave, how to market yourself in a way that really lets your brave shine. Now, a lot of the people who come to me have what, you know, brave is a spectrum. I've said this before on this podcast, brave is a spectrum. I think everybody who's ever come to me saying they're not brave enough is brave. They have done amazingly brave things in their lives. But what happens is we get to a certain point in our courage and in our willingness to show up and do things differently, we reach a point of what works and staying there. And then when we recognize that, we want to be braver. And I just want to say that sometimes what works at one point stops working. And I'm going to talk more about that in a future episode, but it's really important that we become extremely, I go back to mindfulness. You know, I have a certificate in the power of awareness, and I have meditated for years. I have studied Buddhism. So I bring a lot of mindfulness. I bring mindfulness to my work. It is very much a huge part of how I run my business. And that mindfulness, that awareness of knowing when something needs to shift and change is so important in a business. And I see so many business owners falling into the same patterns over and over and over because they refuse to make any changes. Because maybe what worked in the past is what they keep clinging to. And I can tell you that I am building a whole new audience. I did a 360-degree pivot over the past year. And growing an audience is possible, but it is not possible using old tactics. Not possible using old strategies. You're going to have to level up. And that is exactly what we do in coaching with me. We're going to do things very differently. So that begins with what I'm going to talk about here today. Let them see you're brave. B-R-A-V-E. Now, this is brand new work that I am playing with. And I will say, honestly and transparently, and for accountability, this is going to be in my book. So, the bee in Let Them See You're Brave. The bees blaze your path. Now I'm seeing, you know, it depends on the circles that you run in. This is becoming very popular sentiment in marketing. Blaze your path, do your thing. And this is what I'm all about. Doing your thing, being authentic, and really laying out what differentiates you. What is your onlyness? And really letting that help you position your offers. When you get to a place in your business where you are blazing your own path, people will flock to you. You will be doing everything that you need to be doing that makes it easy for people to work with you. But when you operate like every other, whatever your industry is, it doesn't set you apart. It doesn't stand out. And so blaze your path is the first step in letting them see you're brave. So I, you know, one of the, actually the first thing that my clients do when we start working together is they take a bunch of personality tests so that we can really start to work with the strengths. I call them strengths and superpowers. But one of the big things that we actually do that doesn't really come out of those tests is we work on identifying your sacred flaw. It's the thing that you think is your weakness, what is terrible about you or what you're ashamed of. And sometimes this has been in your life for years. Well, most of the time it's been in your life for years. And then we work on shifting that and really beginning to turn that not into a sacred flaw, but into a sacred superpower. And that is work I just absolutely love to do. And how we do it and what we come up with every time is so powerful and beautiful. So blaze your path, allow yourself to really shine authentically. So that's the B, the R. Rise to the top. Now, this one is tricky. Rise to the top. Be top of mind for people all the time. Not some of the time, not when you feel like it, not when the mood strikes, all the time. When people think about you and that industry, or when they think about, you know, what your offer is, they should think of you. Even if they don't want to work with you, they should think of you. There needs to be something that is catching their attention that is really calling to them or sticking in their brain. So when you can rise to the top and cultivate demand for your work, that is when you will start to really see clients flowing in, money and revenue flowing in, attention rolling in, and then your authority just naturally starts to grow. Rising to the top, though, is a little bit of messaging, a lot of messaging, it's a big part of messaging, but it's also capacity and consistency. And they are two that, you know, need to dance together seamlessly. So you must have the capacity in order to show up consistently. And the more you show up consistently, the more you're going to rise to the top. And so leaning in and investing in your capacity is essential. Having the business practices and the self-care practices and the spiritual practices that you need to do to show up and take up space on a regular basis. That is what is required of us in this market. So that's the R, rise to the top. A, act like the expert, please. I say this so many times, you know, it's like, it might be like that one thing. It's like, oh, why are you doing that? And I see it everywhere. Yes, you might be new to business. I don't know how many years you've been doing this, but I can tell you that I was in business for 8 years. Had a highly profitable business, by the way. Six figures, you know, thriving community, I was living the life, and I still thought I was a beginner. I still looked for other people to tell me how to do things, what to do, what should I do next. And it was only when I reclaimed my inner authority and my self-worth and understood that nobody knows how to run my business better than me. So this is why when I'm working with clients, we are focusing on what you know, what you already know, and we're pulling it out. We are unearthing the gold that is within you, that is within your business model, that is within your expertise, that is within your experiences. The whole concept of being a beginner. Now, by the way, I don't ever claim to be an expert, like the person who knows all. That is not my, you'll never see that from me. At least I don't think so. Like maybe, maybe so. I don't know. But I don't ever like, this is how you do things. No, that is not the kind of expert that I am. I hope that people look at me and go, huh, she tells a lot of stories about her life and her experiences. She knows things. She knows how to get me from A to B because she's done it. That's the kind of expert that I aim to be. But where I really want you to focus in your work, in trying to let them see you're brave, is take off the beginner hat. Take off the beginner cloak. Take off all of the layers of, I don't know what I'm doing. I am learning from everyone around me. I want to get permission from my coach or my mentor. I can't make a move. I need to research this. Take all of that off and reclaim your inner authority, reclaim your intuition, and really start to work with what you know to be true. And this is how we start to act like the expert. So that's the A, V in brave. Visualize the best possible outcome. Now I have to remind myself of this one all the time because it is so easy to get caught up in all the details and the overwhelm of running a business, of, you know, launching a thing, you know, working on a project. And, you know, just recently I was taking on a client, a brand new client in an industry that I don't know. Like, oh, I was so like, she's a filmmaker. And while I felt really confident with the work she needed to do, it was an industry I'm not familiar with. I barely even watch movies, but don't tell her that. But I was going into the first session a little bit nervous because I was like, I don't know if I know this industry. It wasn't that I didn't think I could help her. I was worried that I wouldn't know enough to help her make money. But after the first session, I realized that, yes, I know exactly what needs to happen to help her make money. But back to getting ready for this call, I realized I was starting to stress about the things that I didn't know, the things that could go wrong, the things that were going to be bad. So I just shifted and I did a reframe and I, you know, let them see my brave, right? Like, let me focus on what I know to be true. Let me focus on how this is going to be amazing when we're done. And so I did that. And absolutely 100%, we had a great first session. Very connected, very ready to do the work. And sometimes I learned in that when you focus on the best possible outcome sometimes has nothing to do with making money in your business and very much about being who you need to be. And I had to remind myself of that over and over, that that's really what my coaching is helping people be who they need to be to do the work to make the money. And so visualizing best possible outcome, super huge for you to let them see you're brave. Because when you know that the outcome is going to have a great ending, you're willing to go for it. You're willing to do it. You're going to put the time in. You're going to put the work in. So whatever that thing is that you're struggling with right now, whatever that problem is that you're trying to overcome, get your journal out and just write out best possible outcome for it. And just focus on that, focus on that. The final part of let them see you're brave. Embrace a brave yes mindset. So the brave yes mindset is something I created late, you know, kind of middle of last year. And I find more and more that it is the number one skill that entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs especially, need to make it in this industry, in this market, in this economy. And, you know, when we say brave yes, not just sometimes, but all the time, we're going to be doing the things that we need to do to move our businesses forward. And when you can embrace a brave yes mindset, you're doing things like saying yes before you're ready, trying new things, not being afraid of failure, reaching out and doing things to connect with people that maybe you wouldn't normally connect with. And you're certainly doing what you need to do to be more visible and top of mind. So the brave yes mindset is a huge piece of the work, obviously, name of this podcast, that we need to do. It's what I need to do every single day in my business. It's what you need to do every single day in your business. Now, this doesn't mean we don't rest, because sometimes the brave yes is I'm going to rest. Sometimes the brave yes is I'm going to ease out of this year and ease into the next one and go quiet for a while. That's how I rebuild my capacity. So I'm not saying, you know, hustle and grind. I'm saying show up consistently, be top of mind, do the work that you need to do to know how to blaze your own path. Do the work that you need to do to act like the expert. This is how we let them see our brave. This is how we show up, we market ourselves, we stay visible, and we do work we love. Marketing is such a unique experience for every single business, and how you do it and what channels you use and what messaging you use and what positioning you go in and what, you know, what things you use to visualize your brand and your marketing. All of this adds up, but at the end of the day, none of that matters if we're not showing up courageously. We're not taking up space. Sometimes it's not even so much what you say, but about how you say it and how you show up time and time again. And I'm brought back to before I pivoted my work and became a business coach, my old business, the Abundant Mama Project, I showed up daily when the world shut down during the pandemic. And I had so many people come to me and say, thank you. Thank you for being a leader in that very difficult time. You got me through. And it didn't matter what I said. It really didn't matter what I said. And it still doesn't matter necessarily what you say. It's about how you show up. It's about blazing that path. It's about being the expert. So next time you are thinking of marketing yourself or planning out your content and overthinking it, and you're stuck or you're trapped in a content rut, it doesn't matter what you say if you're just trying to stay top of mind and show up for people. And at the end of the day, just let them see you're brave. That's really it. And of course, you know, you have to have good offers in place, and your offers need to have good positioning. And, you know, there's a lot of other pieces to a business. But when we really just focus on this very simplistic act of let them see you're brave, you're just going to shine. And that's my goal for you, is to just shine in your work, Do work you love and shine in doing it. That's really the end game here. So let them see you're brave. Don't hold back. Rise to the top. Because the world needs what you are offering. The world needs your work. There is somebody out there right now who needs to know that you exist, that your ideas are going to help them, that your service is going to change their life or their business. So if you don't know what else to do today, just let them see you're brave. That's it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would love to hear from you. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'll leave the link in the show notes. And I would love for you to send me a message telling me which part of Let Them See You're Brave you are committing to. I would love to hear from you. And I would love to know which one of these little tidbits that I have mentioned here today is the one that you are going to commit to. You don't need to commit to all of them. You don't need to do them all today or this month or even this year. But if you committed to one, which one would that be? And again, I would love to hear from you. I'll leave the link for my LinkedIn. You feel free to connect with me there and send me a message and we will be in conversation. So there you have it. Let them see you're brave. Go off and do amazing things. Shine on, and I will talk to you soon.